It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. On the shores of Lake Geneva, over 100,000 balloons are on display in Williams Bay this week as part of the charity Balloon Adventure event.
It's a fundraiser put on by a local nonprofit, with this year's proceeds benefiting a youth summer camp in the area.
More than a dozen balloon artists contributed to the displays and activities centered around a theme, Voyage into the Deep Sea.
Sarah Meyer is owner of Wisconsin Balloon Decor in Lake Geneva and led the team of balloon artists. Sarah, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you so much.
And Kimberly Voller is here, executive director of the 531 Fund. It's a nonprofit that supports local charities in southern Wisconsin. Kimberly, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Kimberly, let's start with you. When someone walks into the balloon adventure, what do they see? Can you paint a picture for us?
Oh, so when they walk in, the first thing they see is balloons. So you walk in the front door and immediately you are faced with balloons. And those balloons take you down through, down a staircase and into our beautiful display that Sarah has put together for us.
Okay, and so what are some of the themes in the balloons? What are they depicting?
So the theme this year is Voyage into the Deep Sea, and so everything is under the sea. So it's very cool, because when you walk in, you immediately see like water waves kind of thing taking you down the stairs, and once you get downstairs, it's like you're in the ocean. So then you start seeing some different like fish and coral and different things like that.
Are these balloons close enough to touch, or do you keep them away?
So they are, you are walking through the actual balloons, so they are close enough that you can touch. However, we are trying to keep little fingers off of them if we can to preserve them for the time period that we're open. The one thing that we did this year is we actually give the kids a balloon and are telling them this is their egg that they need to protect as they go through the ocean. And then once they get through the ocean to the other side, they're able to pop the balloon and then they get a cute little stuffed animal that's in there.
From one mom to another, that is brilliant. That works.
Thank you.
Okay, Sarah, when you're putting together a balloon display at this scale and as intricate as this, where do you begin?
Well, first the theme, and then I start with a Pinterest board. I get the ideas and I kind of know how I want it to feel. So last year it was very light and open, and this year we wanted it very dark and enclosed. So I kind of had that feeling of tunnels and little nooks and caves and dark blues. And then it kind of slowly comes into focus over the course of about a year. So we start with big picture, and then I kind of narrowed it down to areas. So I wanted, obviously, like the animals and the sea creatures, but then I wanted a neon section, and then I wanted jellyfish, and then we wanted a pirate ship, and then mermaids and dolphins. And I kind of divided up into different sections, and then each of those sections breaks down into components and then recipes all the way down into how many balloons I actually need to order. So it gets down to the, you know, individual balloon eventually, so that when the team gets here, we know where to start. And then we kind of start at the very beginning and go all the way up to the big concept. So it's quite a long process, but one balloon at a time, honestly.
I love how you say recipes, because these designs, I can imagine, you know, section by section, maybe the geometry involved or how you fit together so many different colors and types of balloons. That must be quite the process.
It is. It is. Some of the things we really can't plan. I mean, some of the like the sculptures of the people, like we have mermaids and scuba divers, those we bring in artists to kind of build on the fly. That's their specialty. Other things like the walls, I mean, it really is like building a wall, and it's multiplication. And if you need, you know, four balloons every square foot, you can multiply it times height times width, you know, goes all the way back to grade school. And it really is just multiplication and making sure that you have enough material to cover the surfaces and framework. And it's a lot of work, but we have 4 days to pull it off. So it all has to be done in advance.
I'm going to remind my fifth graders, this is what you can do with your multiplication tables.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the jobs you can get. Yeah.
Living and breathing multiplication. Kimberly, this is the second annual balloon adventure. How did it go last year, and what's different for you in year two?
All right. So last year we did Wizard of Oz and it was an incredible display and people loved it. It was ironic because we had a lot of people that were Wizard of Oz fans. And so they were coming from all over to see it. So that was really great. The community, you know, obviously they were very supportive and attended the event. And going into year two, it's like you have a little more knowledge of what to expect and what to plan for and whatever, as far as that goes. But you still can't, like, you still have things that you got to figure out because the display is different. It's set up differently. So you got to kind of figure out how you're going to make it all flow and work well so that everybody, you know, all the attendees have a good time.
Sarah, how long does it take to inflate and construct 100,000 balloons?
Yeah, so we had a team of 15 artists, and it took us 4 days, pretty much nonstop. So it's a lot of man hours, but I mean, not that long when you actually see the impact. You know, it would take me weeks and months to get it completely done. It's like one person just cannot do it on their own, which is why the spots on the team are pretty coveted. It's pretty fun to be part of this group because not many people get to work alongside their friends and do something on this scale. A lot of times we're decorating corporate events or birthday parties, and you know what we can do with our individual businesses is one thing, but what you can do when you bring 15 companies and experts together and what we can accomplish in 4 days, it really is amazing.
How do you learn to become an expert in the twisting and the tying and the inflating and the designing? What are the artistic skills that you really have to hone?
Well, personally, you know, everyone has their own story of how they found balloons. I was an art teacher, so my background is in art. And I think the education side really comes in handy with the planning and the prep and how to break things down step by step. So that's kind of my background. And from being an art teacher, I worked at a college. I worked at Carroll University for a long time and did balloons on the side and then eventually went full time in my business. But a lot of other decorators have backgrounds as, you know, cake decorators or magicians, or like we all just kind of found our way. But I think the common trend is that we're all really creative. We're all pretty laid back and can kind of think on the fly and troubleshoot. That's the biggest thing. Something always goes wrong. This year I got sick. I missed an entire day and the team had to do it without me. So it's like even the best laid plan, something will go wrong. And you just need a team that can kind of roll with the punches.
We're talking about the Balloon Adventure charity event this week in Williams Bay, and we have Sarah Meyer there, a business owner, Wisconsin Balloon Decor, and the creative lead of this event. And we also have Executive Director Kimberly Voller, who leads 531 Fund. Kimberly, can you talk about why a balloon event as a fundraising venture for the 531 Fund? What is going to be what you'll be able to do with this?
So the 531 Fund is a charity that supports other charities in our community along the state line of Wisconsin. So the charity that we chose this year as the board and as the executive director, we chose a local charity called Camp Timberley, which is located in East Troy. It's a summer camp for kids. And I really feel that, you know, the balloon event is very kid oriented, tied really well in with Camp Timberley. Camp Timberley has a beautiful campus and they do so much with kids there on their campus. They've got horses and they've got a really extensive science program that they do there. And they do a lot of team building and, you know, and that kind of thing at camp. So it just seemed like it was a perfect fit this year. And so we're just really excited to be able to partner with them. They are really involved with the planning for it as like the event planner part. One of their staff has worked really closely with me. And then they're very involved with being here, wanting to help promote camp, but also help support the event. So, you know, because they realize that, you know, they're getting the proceeds this time.
I wonder if balloons will become the signature fundraising event for 531 Fund.
I would love for it to be. It is a great event. I mean, you cannot walk into a room of balloons and not feel happy.
Right.
Especially
right.
Like when you're engulfed in them, you know?
Yeah.
So it's such a happy experience and so much fun. And it's really fun to see, you know, kids middle-aged kids, you know, high schoolers, all ages. Like they walk in, they're like, whoa, you know, and then you start getting the questions. How many balloons are here? How long does this take you? You know, and they start asking like all these questions about how it structurally comes together. And, you know, and so, and the fun thing is we have this year, we added some, you know, additional elements, educational elements within the build. So we have QR codes that take you to live cams of jellyfish, you know, and then there's like information just about the ocean and different things. So Sarah was very instrumental in helping with that element this year, which has been really great. It just gives kids, you know, something to focus on, but we also have a scavenger hunt for them too. So there are certain things that they go through and they're looking for along the scavenger hunt. So.
Oh, that's really neat. Okay, so Sarah, you know, we've been holding our balloon through this whole conversation. What happens to the 100,000 balloons after the event is over?
Yeah, we pop them. We pop them all, and people are invited to participate in that as well. That's also a fundraising component. Some people are more excited about the popping than they are about coming to look at them. And it is fun, but this year I'm really proud that we're also working with TerraCycle to recycle them all. So we'll pop all the balloons, we'll put them into boxes, and we'll ship them off to TerraCycle where they will be recycled. So considering we fill this entire space with balloons, they break down into a few bags and we leave, you know, a relatively small footprint. So it kind of ends on a positive note as well. We don't want to create more waste than we need. And then our other ingredient is air. So that's a really great way to fill a space effectively.
Sarah, I wonder if it's hard for you as an artist to let go of the exhibit, to see it come down in that way and know you can't recreate it, that it's not permanent.
I think that's what's so special about it in balloons in general. Like, they are special because they celebrate that moment and then they're gone. I think it's exciting. It's like you have to be there to see it. And if you're not, it's never, even if we tried to do it again, we couldn't. It would be different. So I think that's what makes it unique. I think that's what makes it important to get there while you can. And, you know, frankly, I will be there every single day replacing popped balloons. So by the end of those 10 days, I'm also a little bit ready to see it go. And I'm excited to start planning the next theme. I've been living under the sea for a year. So I'm excited for fresh ideas and new colors and new designs.
You know, the balloon industry, it may seem more like a passion hobby, like, you know, decorations for birthdays and other events. Mm-hmm. But can you talk about how this profession is highly skilled and what the balloon industry is like to be in it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really creative industry. It's a very generous industry. We love sharing. We love helping share our ideas, because then that leads to new ideas and new techniques and new balloons. And it's a really great industry, but it's really easy to get started in balloons. I mean, it just takes a bag of balloons and a hand pump. I always say though, it's really hard to keep going, because you get to the point where you need a warehouse and you need staff and you need a van and you need to run multiple deliveries at the same time. So, you know, all the people coming kind of have gotten to that level. And I think that's what makes them so level-headed and so cool under pressure. But it's just, it's a really great industry to be involved in. And even if you are a DIYer doing balloons for your kid's party, even that, I mean, it all comes back to being able to make something with your hands and make people really happy and being able to brighten up a space for a really memorable event, whether it's a birthday party or a wedding or an anniversary or a grand opening or a display of 100,000 balloons. Like, it just never gets old. I think the joy is always there. It's just the best industry to be involved in.
Kimberly, last word here before we go pop some balloons. But, you know, if a community is hearing this and they, too, want to put on their own balloon adventure as a fundraiser, can you give them some advice?
You have to find somebody that you can work well with. Sarah and I actually work together. We've been working together. This is our third year actually working together. But somebody who sees your vision, who understands what your goal is, and, you know, and finding the charity that people are going to want to support in your community. So there's, you know, those elements are very important to making it a successful event, because obviously word of mouth is your best advertisement. And, you know, if you have a good charity that people, you know, want to support in the community, that's very helpful. And then just having a good team like Sarah, to help you, you know, create that vision.
Yeah, stay calm, balloon on, right?
That's right. Yep.
Oh, Kimberly and Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Kimberly Voller is executive director of the 531 Fund. It's a nonprofit that supports local charities in southern Wisconsin. And Sarah Meyer is the owner of Wisconsin Balloon Decor in Lake Geneva. They organize the charity Balloon Adventure event in Williams Bay, and it runs through Sunday.